It's recording now, so here we go.
Shake and bake.
Yeah, shake it and bake it.
You gotta shake it before you bake it.
I don't think I want to edit this out, which is
no, real. I wouldn't.
Okay. You want to do the intro?
Yeah. Welcome to Rough Fish Registry episode. I really don't give a crap at this point.
18.
18. Yes.
Yep.
So...
You're eating that mic a little bit too much.
Okay. No, you told me to tickle my tongue with it or something.
No. I said we need to speak directly into it.
Okay.
But yeah. So, okay, number 18. Here we go.
Yep. So, what have you been up to? Or have you been bow fishing at all? Let's get that out of the way.
I'm going to be really honest. No.
No.
Because a couple of things. Been traveling for work quite a bit.
Yeah.
And
you got our episodes uploaded to YouTube, I saw.
I did. Yeah. I did. I got 3 done in one night. I didn't tell you this, but the first one I uploaded it to my personal YouTube account on accident.
Oh.
I got to it's like 30 minutes in and I was like, "Oh my gosh, I am retarded." Pretty frustrating.
It's not a fast process, is it?
No, it takes about 20 minutes just to generate the video, and then it takes probably another 30 minutes to upload to YouTube.
Yeah.
So it's like to turn an episode into a podcast to push out through iTunes and everything like that, it takes me like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Tops. And so iTunes takes about an hour. And the other thing is my computer is about 5 years old, so it pretty much renders it completely useless whenever the video process is taking place, because it's like hitting overdrive and 1,000 degrees, so
you the can't, fan's running.
Yeah, oh, it's maxed out. It's she's rolling coal at that point.
makes me think of the Dustin Apple meme that he made where he was like, had a picture of me saying I'm the talent.
Uh-huh.
Because yeah. I have no idea how to do any of that.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's job security for both of us.
That's right. That's right.
It's like, I'm not going to get into American Chinese economics, but I could.
getting crazy on us over there.
Oh, I had some guy come into the store, one of our stores, and he was, I'm selling a product, and he was like, I don't want to know that Chinese stuff. And I'm like, you know, and 95% of our batteries are made in the States, but a lot of the accessories and everything, I mean, they don't make any of it in the States. And I was just like, well, okay. And anyway, he started to ramble about how we owed China too much money, and I probably agree, but he's like, they're going to come collect someday, and we're going to start eating rice.
Are they going to collect our souls, or what?
I was like, well, I don't know, sir, if you've sat through any economics courses in the last 3 or 4 years, but there's a strong... opinion that they can never come collect, because if they do, they piss off 90% of all their customers. And you know, anyway. We have gone off a way rabbit trail.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so how's your beans growing?
Beans are looking good.
I stopped by our bean field I guess after baseball today, and they were coming up nice. So
it's been a fun process. So we bought we're going all in. We're like going to hot wire off about a half of it.
Yeah.
Bought the stuff today. Trevor did. And we're going to hot wire it tomorrow. 2 strands. So going to round up it one more time tomorrow as well. So
got any good deer on camera? Or do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I do. We've got... not like...
Yes.
Not like you. I don't even want to... It's not even a comparison... Side by side, I want to do.
So, side note, that deer I posted up on Instagram is not from my farm at my house. So, please don't look up the plat book and figure out where my land is and hunt there. It's up by Stockton Lake. I'll just say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's... Yeah, so we have... I can say this. We may not have... Well, I mean, we've got... It looks good. For where we are, plenty of deer.
Yeah.
More deer than definitely last year at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Those beans, man, suck them in. It's like a tractor beam.
Musical fruit.
Tractor beam. Sucked her right in.
I wonder if they can smell them or if they just like happen to be walking through there. They're like, what's this? What's this goodness?
Oh, wow. This is quite tasty.
Yeah.
I think they just, I mean, maybe they're just cruising by and they, you know, say, hey, this place is kind of cool place to hang out. And every, you know, the other thing that's really cool, every time I go out there, there's turkeys.
Yeah.
Every time.
I bet when they walk by that feeder, they're like, what is this magical device? Every time I stick my nose in it, corn comes out.
I was listening to the Dan Flores podcast, and he was talking about how this is a strange transition. They were talking about how they began to trade with the American Indians back in the day, like how this the capitalist, you know, brought that system in, and like the trading and bartering, you know, hides and things like that. And the guy was like, I don't even know how you'd go about doing that. And he was explaining.
Oh,
that
this is a cool story.
This is really cool. What they would do is they'd like show up.
It was a new trader came into an area to take this guy's place.
They wouldn't know how to do it. So he said, this is how you do it. You go tie an axe to a tree.
And come back a month later.
And there'll be people standing there waiting for the new axe to appear. And it's
kind of like the deer and corn feeder.
Well, it's just, it's amazing. But anyway, that's a really cool podcast.
Yeah, that was, the Meat Eater podcast.
Yeah, it was. He also was on Rogan.
Yeah.
I think 926.
He talks about coyotes a lot.
Yeah, he's a,
Or coyote.
He says coyotes.
Coyotes. And he said if you shoot them, you call them coyotes. And if you don't shoot them, you call them coyotes. I thought that was a pretty accurate statement.
Yeah, he also said if you're from Arkansas, you probably wouldn't say coyote because it's too fancy.
Yeah. So you're close enough.
I'm close enough. I don't say coyotes.
So I went to, this is a horrible transition, I went to the Jared Ashmore Youth Tournament last weekend.
No, we're diving straight in.
Just jumping in 2 feet.
Good.
Yeah.
Looked like you had a good time.
Oh, man. It was...
Who puts that on? What?
Andy Cardwell puts it on.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a chance to talk to him. I think it's in... I don't know. I don't want to say because I have no idea. So I'm going to... If you have any questions, get with Andy because it's... it's a youth shoot, kids shoot free. They gave away so much stuff. I mean, golly, Bass Pro donated a bunch of stuff. Muzzy, AMS. I mean, the kids went out and like swarmed the AMS and Muzzy boat, and they were like, I mean, it was a good place to get trampled. I mean, they were throwing out all kinds of free stuff from them boats. So that was a good time. I got to get back over there, go shoot, blow the dam again.
That is a good fish, apparently.
Dude,
I don't know much about spoonbills. All I know is so our Instagram page, what, usually like 1,000 impressions per picture is pretty normal.
Oh, yeah, that one's cranking at like 18,000 right now.
It's,
I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing.
I don't know. But it's, I'm kind of shocked by it. I don't know what it means.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But we're down with the sickness.
Yeah. Is that a System of the Down reference? Is that System of the Down or Disturbed? System of the Down. No.
I'll Google it. Yeah. Keep going.
Anyway, so we.
Hold on. I do have a question about the youth shoot. I didn't realize, like, so kids can just show up and they can go on a boat with somebody. How's that work?
Yes. So
volunteer.
Yeah, there was volunteer boats there. Like Dustin Apple, he came over. Mm-hmm. No kids or nothing. I mean, he was just like, put some kids on my boat. I'm taking them.
Right.
So I think it's one of those deals that they try to take out as many kids.
Disturbed.
Okay, yeah. They try to take out as many kids as they can with how many boats they have.
Right.
So it was awesome. We got there late Friday night, I guess early Saturday morning. My kids slept all the way there. So we roll in the hotel room, you know, at like 2. I carry them in, put them in bed. I go get all the crap out of the boat, get in the hotel room, get to bed about 3, and they're up at like 7. like, let's go to the dam and shoot some fish. Because I told him when we left, I was like, we're going to get up in the morning and go down to the dam and shoot some fish. I was like, just let me sleep a little more. So I ended up getting up about 9, went to the old Huddle House.
Mm.
I sent you a picture of what I had for breakfast. It was like,
yeah,
it was like scrambled eggs.
It was not gluten-free.
And cheese and ham. And
was there jelly on top?
I might have put jelly on there just to
I vaguely remember there being jelly.
Yeah. And then it was wrapped up in a hash brown.
Oh.
It was like a hash brown omelet with scrambled eggs. Oh, man. It was pretty good.
Mm. Make breakfast great again.
Yes, America.
Mm.
So we ate there, ran into Dustin there. And then we loaded up, went straight to the dam. I didn't really know which one to go to. There's Kentucky, and then there's Barkley. So I chose Barkley, and I guess I chose correct because I got there, and Belmore was there. John Justice was there, had their kids down there shooting fish. They've been down there a while, hadn't killed anything, I don't think. And Belmore, he was after a big spoonie, mm-hmm. and he left. And like 10 minutes later, I sent him a message with that picture of yeah. the spoonbill. Yeah. He was like, oh, you dirty dog. But no, it was a good time. I think I could stand down below that dam for probably all day. I mean, I'd be a sunburnt redneck, but I could stand down there all day because it's like a community.
Yeah.
Like in itself down there.
Sure. Sure.
Like there's probably like 15, 20 people bow fishing, and I mean, one guy would stick one, and everybody was shooting back up for him. And did you see that in the picture I posted,
mm-hmm.
there was a girl in the background?
Right, right.
And she ended up posting on the picture. She's like, look at me in the background. I'm standing back there jealous, that you just shot this fish. Well, but I thought that was pretty cool.
How it travels, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It looks like a hoot. And like, you know, it would be just a big old, you know, group of fun people hanging out.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's so many fish down there. I mean, it is definitely a target rich environment. So
very cool.
We shot some fish down there, went back. I took a nap, my kids didn't. I woke up and they were burning through the data on my cell phone watching YouTube videos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Dude Perfect. That's their videos.
Is that the go-to?
Yeah, that's the go-to. So
Mine's still watching like cartoon like unboxing videos, and that's amazing to me that people do that. They
like unboxing like toys and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
it's like a multi-million-dollar industry now. It seems like it's like the most spoiled. It's like, and it's always the same little kid,
mm-hmm.
and he's got every power wheel on the planet.
Like I'm unboxing an iPad 29.
I don't even have one of those. And this kid's got 13 of these.
This thing is well packaged. The paper in it is very nice.
Very nice paper choice.
Yeah.
Good.
The wipe is at least 200 thread count. So we get up from our nap, roll over the tournament, and got to hang out. Oh, we hung out for a couple hours, and they did all the free crap from the boats, and it was so funny because I don't remember which kid it was, but we were taking our group picture, you know, that big group picture,
right?
Mm-hmm. That had everybody in it, and I want to say it was Chuck's son maybe, but listening to these kids trash talk each other,
oh
it was awesome. He's like, I told you them buffs were on the rocks. My dad said the buffs are on the rocks, and that's where we're going. Buffs are on the rocks. I want to be like, this kid's probably lying. But that's, it was awesome. Funny listening to it go back and forth, and that was pretty cool.
Experts.
Oh, yeah.
But you remember that. I mean, like being a kid and
oh yeah,
wanting to, you know, put her all out there, be the man.
That's right.
My dad said this, and by gosh, that's right.
That's the way it is.
Uh-huh. That's hilarious.
So I was worried where we were going because I had no clue. Like, I'd never been down there. I'd text some buddies and got a little bit of information on a couple places to go, and I finally picked a place. And I went and talked to Dustin Apple about it, and he's like, yeah, that's where I'm going. So we went and put in there. Again, Chuck and John was there, so I was like, well, I guess this isn't – maybe I picked right. And
we put GPS trackers on all your boats, by the way.
That's right. That's what our stickers are.
We put them on the trailers. They never look there.
So we ran way up this river, and we found some tip and gar before dark, and kids shot a little bit, and then it got dark, and I don't know if I should I don't know if I want to divulge. I mean, I'm sure everybody knows this. So we were shooting with flashlights. Flashlights.
Well, Dustin Apple has those videos.
Yeah.
We're talking a lot about him tonight.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's got a nice beard. But
I mean, you gonna go marry him or something?
Yeah, maybe. He can build me a boat. So my kids are 9 and 7. So shooting with a flashlight is not the easiest thing for a 9 and 7 year old to kind of do. And we got into some good silvers. My 7 year old shot his first fish, so that was pretty awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't huge. It was maybe a 8-pound silver, mm-hmm. but he was jacked. I mean, it might as well have been a friggin' 200-pound gator gar. But I planned on shooting backup for him.
Right.
So between running my trolling motor, keeping my kids from beating the crap out of each other because one of them shoots before the other one when it's not his turn to shoot first.
Oh,
you probably could have heard us all the way down the river, like, Brody, it was my turn to shoot first, you idiot. You know, they don't say idiot, but. So anyway, we got into some silvers. They killed some, and Brody actually shot probably I don't know. Big heads are so deceiving. I'm going to say 25 to 30 pound big head.
Mm-hmm.
But
look like a good one.
Oh yeah, I mean them suckers fight. So, but how he killed it is we come up behind this barge, and on the back side of it, I kicked a flashlight on, and there's a bunch of silver schooled up behind it. So he shoots at the silver, and he misses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, reel it in. So he starts to reel it in, and then all of a sudden his drag just starts screaming, just roar. And mm-hmm. I'm like, what? Like, I thought maybe there was like a pump or something down there that got his arrow caught in it and it was sucking the line up or something. I didn't know. So, and then it takes out into the main channel. I'm like, oh man, you got a fish on. So we're fighting this fish. Well, I'm trying to run the trolling motor. We've got a Bigfoot switch where we can run other LED lights. So I'm trying to keep my foot on that and then hand line this fish in.
Mm-hmm.
So my other son, the 7-year-old, he shoots like 20 pounds. Like, so this fish comes screaming down the side of the boat and it comes in front of the boat on top of the water. And he's like, I got the backup shot, Dad. And I'm like, no.
Don't do it.
I'm like, don't do it. I mean, when they shoot, I mean, their line gets tangled up. And Landon drew back and drilled this sucker. I mean, this thing was at a dead sprint across the front of the boat, and he just drilled it. So we had 2 arrows in it. We ended up getting it in, and they were just freaking jacked up. Landon was like, can I weigh it too? I mean, he was wanting to double up. And
right.
Because he did get an arrow in it, but
That's amazing.
Oh, and when the silvers were jumping, I mean, the first time it happened, they like to pee their pants. We had one jump in the boat, and Landon got down there and beat the crap out of it and then threw it back in.
Mm-hmm.
That's but, right, he did. That's my boy. So
raised right.
You know, we went to weigh in. Brody weighed like 40-some pounds, I think. He had 5 fish.
So individual weigh-in?
Yeah. Yep. And then big 5. And then Landon weighed 2 fish. He shot, I think it was only like 12 or 15 pounds, but it might as well have been 1,200 to him.
Right.
Well, I say that. He was dead asleep. Like, we got to weigh in, and there's a line like the open, you know, you're sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both out in the back seat, and we get up to where the weigh-in was and all the lights, and I go back and wake them up. I'm like, get on the boat, guys, get on the boat. Well, Brody, he kind of wakes up, figures out what's going on, and Landon, I just picked him up and set him on the front deck, and he just, like, tipped over like a tree and went back to sleep on the front of the boat. So
I bet there were a few kids that were passed out.
Yeah, I think he's taking lessons from Kinsey Taylor because she's always passed out in the passenger seat coming home from bow fishing.
Chad, too.
Mm-hmm. Baby-necking it, mm-hmm. You know. So that was my week, I guess.
Yep. No, that's such a cool format too. It's, I mean, any youth shoot is a good time, but you know,
yeah,
it's not just a youth shoot. Like your dad's taking kids out that are going to be introduced to it. Period. But it's, you know, mm-hmm. There's a lot of kids that may not ever get to go or have never. You know, I don't know how they, you know, how do they advertise that other than just.
I don't know.
Just like, come drop your kid off and we'll have him back at 2 a.m.? I mean, this big bearded man's going to take him out of the water. you got to be a pretty trusting parent for that one.
I mean, I think it's been going 10 years now. So, and I think over there, there's a lot more people that bowfish that don't have boats. You know, they shoot off the dam. And
right.
So I think it's a good thing.
Would it be safe to say because there's more, like... More
places to shoot from the bank?
Yeah, more like fishable bank areas, like shallower water.
Yeah, maybe.
Or think of like drainage ditches and things like that for like ag fields and things like around here that we don't have. Do you see like people shooting?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
But there's not a bunch of that. That's not a big popular thing here in Southwest Missouri at all.
Youth Worlds was this weekend, or today. I guess we're recording this Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Woodward puts that on down in Oklahoma. And that's another big tournament. So if you've got kids...
You went to that last year, didn't you?
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of what I'd call bank buffalo. You know, those 5 to 10 pound buffalo that are just cruising the banks and stacked up everywhere. We saw a ton of those.
Buff on a rock.
That's right. That's right. So what are we going to talk about now? We
have a topic.
Yeah? We actually have a topic this show?
Yeah, we do. Contrary to popular belief. So yeah. 22 minutes in, they're like, are they ever going to talk about this? Because it'll be on the title. But so, troller boats versus kicker boats.
Yes.
And this is,
by no means are we experts, and by no means... Do you need to not look up other stuff other than what we say?
Mm-hmm.
But
that's true.
I mean, I've had a troller boat and I've had a kicker boat, and Pate has a troller boat.
Yep.
And has shot off my kicker boat.
It's true.
So.
It's the, I've been thinking about it since we decided to talk about this. Both have, benefits, obviously.
Yep.
Both are very feasible.
Mm-hmm.
One is probably more cost effective in the long. I guess the thing is, in my head, I don't have a kicker boat.
Yep.
But I've looked into it and spending the money to do it. The last 2 years, we ran a 24-volt troll motor. And we broke it a lot. We had, like, broke a shaft, armature went out, board went out, you know.
Let's go over pros of a troller boat before we get into the negatives.
Yeah, okay.
So pros of a troller boat.
I was getting there.
Okay, sorry.
But my quick synopsis, you're going to spend the money, because if some guys would be like, well, you know, kicker's so much more. In the long run.
You know what I've done to my kicker since I've had it?
What?
I put a prop on it after a year.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I've done.
I think you'll... Yeah,
oil,
I guess
that's
my point.
Yeah.
You're going to spend your money up front, or you're going to spend it over the course...
Yes.
...of, you know, a kicker motor should last 5-6 years. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, if you do push pull. So anyway, not to jump too far in.
Okay.
Go.
Troller boat.
Pros.
I killed a ton of fish out of my troller boat.
No, no question.
So I think the pros of a troller boat, I don't know if it's quieter than a kicker. I've never like got under the water. Like I've never jumped in the water.
Right.
And actually listened
from above, you would think it's quieter.
From above you would think it's quieter because there's no exhaust coming into the water. The prop's spinning slower.
And there's noise above the water. I mean,
yeah, probably a little less vibration.
Yeah.
But a troller, I think you can, in some circumstances, get places you can't get with a kicker.
Sure.
With that,
I would think so.
Like timber, like big, right. Like I'm talking big timber, not like bushes and stuff like that. Like big timber, you steer from the front of the boat, you can bob and weave back into some spots that a kicker wouldn't get you for
sure. Well, the same boat physically could get back there, but you're going to need the front of the boat to help you pivot and move and things like that.
Yes.
And it's easier to drag the tail through it from the front versus push it.
Yes.
You know, and maneuver.
So when in the open, we were in some areas actually the whole night. I had the troller on the front of my boat to get through a lot of the stuff that I couldn't get through with my kicker because it steers from the back, not the front, and it's just a little harder to maneuver.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maneuverability of a troller.
Right.
A little
more agile, maybe.
Agile?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd say agile, but maybe.
Through the, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, agile, like, in the sense of it can dance through the, I don't know, I feel like I could, maybe because I don't know how to drive a kicker boat. If you're just cruising bank, obviously, it's going to be more than enough, you know, a kicker to move it around. But if you're in that big, thick stuff where you're trying to go through whatever.
Yeah.
Disregard what I'm saying. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Okay? Let's just get that out there.
So we've got noise. We've got, like, I'll call it, like, I don't know what the word would be. Like, minimal adjustments to be able to get through stuff. I don't know.
The agility of it.
Agility. Yeah, that word. And
that's pretty different from agile.
Agile, agility. Yeah, same thing. Hey, what's that plaque on the wall say? Don't
first loser.
Yeah,
2017 U.S. Open.
Don't be mouthing. I mean, what do you think, kicker? I mean, what do you like about yours?
About
a troller? Sorry, yeah.
Oh, I mean,
upfront cost probably.
Upfront cost, yeah. The ease of use. You know, anybody can jump on and know how to run a tiller handle. Troll motor.
Yes.
And the accessibility to parts and maintenance and so on and so forth. I mean, I think we're spoiled where we are here in Southwest Missouri to have like a shop. You know, we got a lot of places. We got a lot of bass fishing, so huge. There's a lot of marine places around here, but Marine Repair Center.
Yes, you for know, sure.
Any kind of troller thing, they are the gurus, the godfathers. They're awesome. Mm-hmm. So they can fix it quick. They have all the parts. So just accessibility. So if something does happen, it's a quick fix. Entry level cost. You know, you can get a brand new 36 volt 112 tiller shaft, you know, with just a quick connect setup for like $800.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think that quick connect setup is what makes the one thing I liked about it is super easy to take on and off.
Oh yeah,
get you
two of those collars and you just mount them to your deck.
Yeah, and the adjustability of the depth of running. You know, you get into some shallow water, you can just yank that thing up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I mean, for anybody that's getting started,
if you just go out and buy a boat and build a rack for the front of it. a troller is probably the way to go.
Oh, and yeah.
If you're starting out, you know.
Yeah.
Just because you don't have to run, you know, throttle cables or electric throttle cables to the front. You don't have to mess with the steering cables. I mean, there's a lot more involved.
It's plug and play.
Yeah, plug and play for sure.
Yeah, no question. And I really think that it's the best choice for that anyway. So the kicker though, I mean, there's a reason that a lot of people switch or move to them.
Yes.
From the troller. Rundown. What do you
going
think?
Pros of kicker?
Sure.
You can cover so much water.
So they're faster?
Yes.
Quite a bit faster.
I'd say I can fish 5 to 7 miles an hour and still have a little bit of power left to you know, run a fish down or something like that.
Whereas a standard troll motor is like 2.5 miles an hour.
I don't even know if it registers on a GPS.
Yeah,
it's
slow.
It
There's
is
no
slow.
Question. No, I think ours at full speed, like a 36-volt 112, then 1860, it's like 2.5 miles an hour. So, I mean, you're tripling your speed. So, you know, 2 to 3 times the coverage of water.
For sure. With that speed comes what we said earlier is, I guess we're doing pros, so I'm not going to say the cons. But
right. Cover a lot more water.
Cover more water.
More, I would say, dependable.
Yeah.
Depending on the setup, but I mean it's more. There's not as many constraints as far as run times. I mean, it's just how big a gas tank you got.
Yes, I mean you can. I mean, we run it all night, and I never even...
You don't think twice?
No. I mean, you don't even think, like, man, I might be running a little low. I mean, I've got a 50-gallon tank in my boat, but, I mean, I bet you that kicker doesn't burn 5 gallons of fuel in a full night tournament.
Right.
And with the speed comes the ability, like, I'm going to call them bushes, like we talked about a couple episodes ago. I mean, you can just blow right through them things.
Right. Do you let off the throttle as you push through it, or do you just
I just
plow?
Give her just gas on it.
Yeah.
Go to hear glass or smell poop. So, I mean, yeah, you just gas on it, and you run right through that stuff as long as it's little. You know, logs, stuff like that, where you'd have to either go around with the troller or you come up to it, lift it up, put it down. Most kickers, you can run right over a floating log. When the kicker motor hits it, it just bounces up and then drops right back down, and you're off and trolling again.
Yep.
So
I guess we're doing this really awkwardly. Two pros, and then we're going to do the cons. So cons of a trolling motor. Susceptible to damage.
Yes.
They break pretty easily.
So the last year I ran my troller, I went through 3 props, probably. Now, granted, I was running a converters, multiple, on a 36-volt.
Right.
I went through probably 4 boards.
Whew.
Yeah.
That's a bunch.
Yes. And I went through 2 shafts. I broke 2 shafts.
Man.
It was gnarly when they broke. One of them I broke on a barbecue grill in Stockton.
Right. I remember that.
And then another one I broke on Truman. I don't know what I hit. It just folded that sucker over and it exploded. I mean, it.
They make a pretty specific sound when they break. Because they can, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
It's the strangest things. When they break, you hit like something so small, or like when we broke ours, we were on Gunnersville, and I just hit this little rock. It was muddy, and I couldn't see anything. And you heard it pop, and heard it snap. And it's just, you know, but I've hit stumps. I hit a bench in a campground, and that dude, I mean, it went back and folded up against the boat. and it didn't break.
When you think you're going to break it is not when it you break
not,
it. It
nothing happens.
But yeah.
Just on the little stupid crap is what actually snaps it.
On my big boat, we hit something with it, and it folded all the way up and under, like with the curve of the front of the boat, and then it just sprung back and like kept on trucking.
Yeah. Talking to those guys at any trolling motor shop, you know, for them to see him break, they're like, you had to, you know. They still, I mean.
When I go into marine repair, they're always looking at me like, what happened now?
Exactly. I mean, it's just hard on them. And the constant, they're not, a trolling motor is not designed to sit there and run at 75 to 100% all night long.
No, I mean, they're built for bass guys that sit on a spot and might move the nose of the boat around or slowly work a bank.
Probably working a boat that weighs less.
Yes.
That floats through the water better.
Yep.
And isn't burning through as much.
Yeah.
I mean, it works for us and what we want to do, but it's not designed for us.
No, I mean, my dad, when I started burning troll motors up, he was like, good gosh, man, what are you doing with these things? And I was like, I said, I probably run more bank with my trolling motor than you drive with your big motor some days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I said, it's nothing to find a big flat, put the trolling motor down, and run for 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what they're not made to do.
Right.
And I saw, I think it's, again, the McCann brothers.
Yeah.
Speaking of burning boards up, they took their board, I may not have this exactly right, they took their board out of the head of their trolling motor. They mounted it in a box on the front, maybe it's right on the front of the boat where they can see it, or maybe it's on the bottom, I don't remember. And they put fans on it, like mm-hmm. electric fans.
Right.
And they keep that thing cool. I haven't heard if it...
that works.
If it works or not, but...
I've seen a post about that somewhere else, too. Like, they did something or...
I saw one where they could put a fan on the top of the head
mm-hmm.
of the trolling motor.
Yeah.
So...
I always thought it had more... I thought it had something to do with the... When you run a converter in your...
The extra volts that are running through
voltage.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of operating voltage of a flooded or an AGM... Or flooded or AGM batteries, anywhere from...
You'd think a battery guy could come up with something to...
No, they did. They came out with a bow fishing version when it's a lower voltage
yeah.
at full charge.
I was just thinking of something that could go in line, like...
Like a reducer or something.
Reducer that always makes sure it gets, like, 12 volts or whatever, 24 volts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whatever it needs.
Work on that.
I should. Prime market, ready to burst.
Extra batteries in the boat is another con.
Yeah.
If you're not running converters.
It is. Well, and especially if you're not running converters, you're going to have a lot of extra batteries. So we run so that I don't have to run converters, so that I don't have to have extra set of batteries. I have 412 pounds of batteries just for the trolling motor.
Yikes.
Those are three batteries. They are big. They're bigly. Trust me, they're huge.
Those are your big batteries, right?
Yeah. Yep. They're 190 amp hour, 12 volt each. And they're great. You can run hard, like 36 volt trolling motor, 112, 100% for 10 hours, 10 to 12 hours, which, you know, regular old group 27, 31, you're getting 4 or 5 hours maybe. So they work great, like I said, but you got to think about 400 pounds and the space that those take.
If you were building a boat, you could probably build some sort of rack for them to
make it a little better.
But
oh, definitely. If you wanted to, if you were just dead set against a kicker or dead set against converters or whatever, we still like to run silent, you know,
mm-hmm.
no generator. So, you know, it's just one of those things. It is a con, but it's just part of it. But the thing is, so to have a battery like that, you talk about a kicker setup, you're thinking, you know, if you buy brand new everything and you set it up, and I'll get flamed for this because they'll be like, oh, I bought my guy, set my kicker up for $1,200. And it's like, well, yeah, if you find the sweet deals and you know the right guys.
I mean, you've been doing the research here lately, though, right?
Yes. I mean, you're gonna spend $3,500, $4,000.
Yes, to set everything up new.
But do a little math, folks. So a new kick, new troll motor, $800.
Yep.
24 or 36, about around the same. $800.
Three batteries are going to run,
Three, just regular, just say you're buying regular batteries. Regular 12-volt deep cycle. $100 a piece?
I don't know. You're the...
Yeah, no, it's okay, $100 a piece. You're going to need a three-bank charger. That's $200 to $300. So you're up to, that's $1,400 right there. And so...
Even do away with the charger, because if you do converters, you can charge with your converters.
Okay, well then, if you want to do converters, those are $150 a piece.
So that puts you at what?
So $450? So really, it's kind of a wash.
Yeah.
On that front. So say you do converters and don't do a charger. So $450, $750, $800. So $1,550 bucks.
And then two generators to run the converters.
Two generators to run the converters. Or one big one.
Or one
say
big
you,
one.
Say you buy a Harbor Freight one, a real loud sucker. Don't even, I'm talking about Honda 2,000, $1,000 a piece, right? Just say you buy a Harbor Freight 3,000 watt, $500. So you're at $2,000 right there.
Yep.
So you can run all night at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you're at $2,000. You're going to break that trolling motor. You're going to burn up a board. What's a board? 150, 200?
Yeah, something like that.
200. So you burn four boards in 1 year?
And these are numbers that if you don't fix it yourself, if you don't have the ability to, you know.
I guess the board thing. I don't know what a DIY board fix would cost.
I'm not for sure.
I would say, but anywhere 150, 200 bucks. So I guess what my point is in those the batteries, you know, batteries are not a, I'm not being a very great battery salesman right now, but, you know, you're going to have to replace those in 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, you're going to use a generator, and it's going to make a lot of noise, especially if you buy a Harbor Freight one. It's going to be loud. You can buy two Honda, you know, 2000s.
And that's getting you up to kicker numbers, though.
Yeah, if you do that, you're at $4,000 instead of... So I guess my point is, it's how you want to, like, if you want to piece it together and just kind of get into it, that's why a lot of people just go to it straight away, because it makes sense financially and you can kind of piece it together and make it work like that. But after a while, you start spending the money here, you start spending the money there. We haven't even talked about, you break a shaft or an armature or anything like that. You break a shaft, it's $200, $250.
I think marine repair warranties it once for a bowfishing setup.
An armature?
No, a shaft.
They didn't warranty mine.
Well, maybe. Maybe I spent so much money there, they were like, yeah, we'll get this guy a break.
No, they didn't. I mean, mine was still under quote-unquote warranty. They fixed. Now they did fix something else for me. I don't even know what it was.
Did they just charge you labor?
Cause nope.
I thought shafts had a lifetime warranty.
No.
Okay.
I paid for it.
Yeah.
So, but you know what? I know why. Because we jerry-rigged it. I'll post the picture on the blog.
Yeah.
We were in Gunnersville, and we had one night left to fish. So we went to, like, an Ace Hardware and bought this, like, metal pipe to slide over it and basically sleeve it.
Yeah.
And then we used, like, what's that stuff you spray into cracks, like crack filler?
That foam.
Foam stuff.
Expanding foam.
Expanding foamed. So we sleeved it with a pipe, put expanding foam all in it, and then used about two rolls of duct tape and then waterproof tape, and we got water into the in the motor, and it burned it up. So
I'm liking that fix, though. That's pretty.
Hey, man, we had one more night to go, and it worked like a charm.
Yeah.
So, otherwise, we'd have been DOA.
I'm trying to find this picture of the broken troll motor shaft I had.
Oh, yeah. It's a gnarly deal, and you are toast. So they both have. I don't feel like this episode's been super informative. We're just talking in circles about what everybody already knows.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can see the full. I think it's easier to understand the whole spectrum of it whenever you go. It's okay, you know, if there's a guy's like putting a boat together. I don't know that it's necessary to go throw a kicker on your first boat.
No. I
mean, that's going hard to the house and may not be necessary. You kind of need, because here's the thing, with the kicker, you still have a trolling motor.
Yes.
You do.
No, most guys do.
Most guys do.
I ran a trolling motor all night at the youth tournament. Yeah. I didn't run my kicker because of the situation we were in with
mm-hmm.
Silvers and Big Heads.
Yeah. So different strokes for different folks.
Yep. Downside of the kicker, I guess.
Yeah, cons. If something does break.
If something does break, it's going to be pretty pricey.
And unless you're Mr. Fix-It.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be lower unit. I'm not going to say prop. I mean, props, I think prop was $120 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But lower unit, I had to, and I am not Mr. Fix-It, so don't flame at me because I'm like, well, I had somebody fix this for me. My water pump was full of zebra mussels.
Hmm.
From running bushes and trees and stuff on bull shoals. So, I mean, that's, I guess the fixes, if something does break, are more expensive. And rigging a kicker as far as steering and throttle.
You can do it all yourself.
It can be done for sure. I am not a mechanic. I am not what you would call, I would say I'm handy, but I'm not a.
But not in the fix-it-yourself sense.
Yes, yes. I mean, I'm just meaning like as far as
there's an underlying joke there too.
Yeah, I know. It's what was the underlying joke?
Handsy.
Yeah. That's what my wife says. So, as far as rigging a kicker, it can be done on your own and. Doing a push-pull system like I did, there's more to it than just hooking this cable up and pushing and pulling.
You heard it here first.
Yes, it has. I mean, where it mounts the motor, these motors don't come.
Right.
It's taking me 5 minutes to spit this out.
Yeah.
These you're motors aren't a situation, made for it. Yeah.
Right. Some of the motors, I mean, yes, some of the motors, like a pro kicker is built to have a electronic. Most of those that are put out there are more for like the guys that just troll for fish all the time. So
yes,
the electronic steering situation is what they use 90% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the push pull thing, they did some of that back in the day, but nowadays it seems like most of that's for bow fishing.
Yes.
So they're not built to accept or just right out of the box fit a cable for the steering control.
There's going to be fabrication and brackets you have
yeah,
to make.
Yeah, you know, it's not just like...
To make that work.
It's not plug and play, buy this kit. Here's the specific instructions to make it work on your boat.
Yeah.
Also has to do with, like, if you ever drove a boat that didn't have hydraulic steering, that did have a push-pull steering, like, on a bigger motor,
mm-hmm.
you'll feel, like, resistance sometimes because the cable gets bound up and maybe the guy that rigged it didn't do it right or something
yep,
like that.
Yep.
So it's a similar thing with a kicker. You kind of need to know. I mean, you can figure it out. Like I said, all these things, you know, there's guys that get off by figuring this crap out, and they just
yes.
love it. They yes. love doing that stuff. And more power to you. But there's guys that just don't.
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying is, you know, if you, there's people that can help and they're all over the internet.
And throttle. I mean, you've got not just your steering, you've got your throttle.
Throttle cable, yeah.
Whether you do like I did where I've got a, basically a handle or mm-hmm. Where you just squeeze it and it gives throttle or lets throttle off.
Right.
Or you go electronic, which
Control King and powertrain.
Yeah, and even with the electronic throttle and steering that can come along with it, you have to be somewhat able to get inside there and mount, you know, these.
It's more plug and play, but it's still like there's troubleshooting to be had, you know, like.
I mean, because they're basically little motors, right, that you have to mount into the steering cable or the steering tube. And
yeah, the powertrain one actually is pretty easy.
Yeah.
The throttle control ones, I've read quite a bit about, and it's supposed to be easy, but sometimes, say I've read problems with, you know, there wasn't enough power, maybe the starting battery they were trying to run this accessory off of didn't have enough juice, and they were burning up capacitors, I think is what they were saying. I can't remember.
The guy beside me at the youth tournament, he was, I'm going to butcher this. I don't remember his name, so I feel bad about that. They won the first Open, the very first U.S. Open.
Oh, yeah.
Campbell Woods, or is that the second one?
That was the second one. The first guy, he's got
a Sea Arc jet boat, mm-hmm. and he's got a kicker on it, and he had the powertrain steering and the Control King throttle.
I remember he was the one I was reading the thread about.
Gotcha. With
the Control King. It was having the electrical issues, and they figured it out, but it took, you know, two electrical engineering degrees and, you know, four cases of beer.
Yeah. Yeah. So what all have I said? Cons? Cost?
Cost and just like and a rigging. Lack of accessibility to get it fixed.
Yes.
You know, you can't just take it. You roll into like any just old marine shop, and they're going to look at you like, oh, I've never even jacked with one of
these. Yeah. What is this sorcery?
Yeah. Yeah. You want me to fix what?
So, I'll say another con is the ability to fish, like, and this is just a kicker. Now, the way I run it, if I'm fishing like this, is I run a kicker and a troller. But running bank and then being able to weave in and out of these little, you know.
Docks?
Well, docks for sure. But I'm just talking like if you're coming down a bank and there's bushes and there's an open spot of water behind these bushes and there's a little opening, like turning and getting into that and being very precise about what you're doing.
Being agile?
Yes, being agile.
Mm-hmm.
Or running docks, like Gunnersville, Lake of the Ozarks. I've always got my trolling motor on the boat because, and it actually makes it kind of fun because you'll come into a dock, you'll go to the backside of it, bank side or whatever, you'll fish the bank. Well, you use the trolling motor and the kicker together and you can spin that boat in a very tight circle. So, agility, I guess, is the downside, but not speed. I mean, the speed is awesome.
Yeah, I mean.
And I don't know about the noise. I mean, I think we talked about that, but.
Have you noticed a lack of, you know, have you noticed fish blown out faster because of it? Or do you think you roll up on them fast because of your speed, you get to them faster and they don't?
I think because of the speed, you can get up on them quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I think there's two schools of thought. Is you can run a troller and LED lights and be quiet and sneak up on fish, or you can run high pressure sodiums with two generators screaming and the radio blaring and the kicker running wide open and chase them down.
Chase them down.
Yeah. Yeah, either way works for both. I mean, either way works for different people, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So, I think it's got to be just personal preference.
Yeah, but so I guess to answer the question, I don't know if a kicker spooks fish or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't either. We'll just have to do some more testing.
Yeah,
put the man hours in. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, Chad Puddin thinks it does.
He thinks it scares him.
He does. He does think it scares him a little. I mean, I don't know. I will say this. I've killed, and I had it longer. I've had the boat longer. I had my troller boat longer than my kicker boat.
Mm-hmm.
But I killed more grass carp out of my troller boat than I have my kicker boat.
Mm. Yeah.
So.
I would almost, yeah.
Put
on
that
those,
in your pipe and smoke it.
I think on that fish that there could be an argument there. But maybe not. I don't know. There may be somebody's like.
I mean, I've been on Truman, though, and rolled into a cove and had the kicker running and generators running and all my lights on. And there'd be like four grass carp laying there and they never move.
But isn't Truman full of little grass carp? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it is, but it isn't.
I gotcha.
It just all depends. I'm watching film. I'm sitting here. We're in my office, and I'm watching my downstairs employees. So, that was random. We edit that out.
It's okay. Yeah. It's all right. No, we'll keep it. It's all good. We're human.
It's good in the hood.
That's right. You know, you listen to some of these podcasts, and the guys are, you know, they're reading off a script, and it's just the most canned thing on the planet. And it's
what did you eat for breakfast?
I'd like to take a minute here to, it's not about my sponsors. I was using Sitka gear long before we were ever sponsored. I truly believe in it. It's really good stuff. We're going to take a minute here to,
Sitka story.
Have a Sitka story.
Oh my gosh.
What?
That's funny.
I don't even know who does a Sitka story. I'm just saying.
You don't know who does that?
No, I mean, there's like, they sponsor all of us stuff now.
I know, I'm not going to call them out, but there is a guy that pauses for a Sitka story.
Oh, is it? Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. No shade. I'm not dogging you.
Yeah, he's a lot bigger than us.
Yeah, way bigger. Let's backtrack. They're all bigger than us, so maybe we should start doing an Oneida story.
Yeah.
Plug.
I drew back my Oneida.
It felt so good. It was so smooth. If it wasn't for that smooth of a draw, I'd have missed. Not a freaking doubt in my mind.
I feel like we've rambled on this show.
We always ramble.
Well, we rambled more than...
We did a lot of the... it went from conversational. We're trying to force it, and it wasn't just natural.
Yeah.
Here, long and short of it, kids.
Kid. You've... So I listened to the last episode like three times, and I was trying to get our ratings up on YouTube,
yeah,
or on iTunes. But so I listened to it, and you called our listeners kids, and I was like, "You're the kid."
That's true.
You young pup.
I'm 27.
Yeah,
and half of my audience goes, "No." The fact of the matter is. I mean, everybody that's got a troller kind of looks at the kick and goes, I kind of want one of those.
And then everybody that's got a kicker like me looks at a twin mud mudder setup or an airboat and is like, man, I kind of want one of those.
Yeah, it's just a natural, it's everything in life.
I'm going to say this. We were talking about sound, and how can Tommy and Shorty run around with a 600 horse LS motor with a prop spinning like Mach 2 and kill 1,000 pounds of grass carp? That's my mic drop right there.
Break
my. There you go. There's my mic drop.
And everybody that's wearing headphones just, you know, lost their hearing for a few minutes. Is it okay? All right. I get it. I understand. It's a good point. It's a great point.
Where are you going with this?
But here's where I'm going with this.
Okay.
Is it because the fish they shot
were dumb?
Hadn't had pressure before.
It could be. I mean, I don't
but
know.
But if, I mean, like, I'd be curious to know for guys that maybe are maybe Gunnersville, not last year, year before, but like, or Tabor Rock. I really do think there's still a lot of fish on Tabor Rock and Bull Shoals, but they're getting smarter.
You know how to test that theory?
How?
Go out and shoot with flashlights for about a whole night and see if you see more fish.
I've tried that.
Well.
But the whole time I'm like, I'm just not shining this stupid little flashlight in the right spot. It's a friggin' pain in the butt.
No, I mean, but that's, I don't know.
It, anyway, I guess that's the mystery and the allure to the whole thing.
Yep.
It's the chase, right? I mean, it's like, it's with it.
I see no less commons on Table Rock during the spawn than I've seen in the past 5 years or 4 years.
Oh, in the spawn, no.
So the fish are still there. It's not like during the spawn, you're like, man, there's less fish spawning. No. They're still there,
mm-hmm.
but just not throughout the year like they were.
Yeah. I think they're smarter.
Maybe the carp fishermen are telling them all our secrets.
All the fly fishermen?
No, the carp fishermen, however they fish for them.
With their cans of corn?
Their cans of corn.
On their ethical high horse?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
You're chasing a fish that eats poop all day. I mean,
I'm going to go shoot a fish just for a carp fisherman tonight. I'm going to go find one.
Mm. Let's not make anybody mad.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, they're not bad guys. So.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. I'd like to have one on.
Yeah.
And talk to him.
Yeah.
As long as they weren't like, I don't know, unreasonable request or something. Like,
they'd have to stoop us. Like, we'd have to be talking to him. And obviously, anybody that we bring on, we'd kind of know going into it whether they were going to be belligerent or not. We probably wouldn't have a belligerent person. But if they were like, they long conned us and talk to us the sweet game the whole time, and then they get on here and it's like, screw you guys.
But you know the best thing? We got that delete button.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I should have hit record.
No.
All right. So, is that it? Are we done? We're at an hour.
I guess.
We've talked a bunch.
Yeah. About, I don't know.
Not about
much. My wife just texts me, wants McDonald's.
Well, you better stop at McDonald's.
I know. I hope they're still open.
It's only 11.
Yeah.
20. Yeah. I mean.
I guess the bottom line is.
Bottom line is you can kill fish with either.
You can kill fish with anything.
You can. And it'll be an argument. It really isn't even an argument, though, because I've never seen anybody go, boy, I've got this kicker and I sure do hate it. I'm going back to a troller.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody still has a troller.
I've never seen anybody have a troller be like, man, I hate this thing. I'm going to get me a paddle.
Right. It's the natural evolution. And I think the answer is eventually you do or you don't go to it. And it just is a matter of what do you value in the process? Is the silence that big a thing to you? Is psychologically for you, or is it just a, you know, or is it a thing for the fish? And financially, it's a cash outlay at once, or it's a cash outlay, you know, spread out over 3 or 4 years.
I went kicker so I could cover more water, bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was my only thinking, is I could cover 4 times the water a night that I could cover with a troller.
Yeah.
So anyway, join the BAA.
Join the BAA.
It's free.
It's great.
BAA is coming out with... each state has their own Facebook page now.
I saw that.
Yep. So
you invited me?
Yep. State Rep Mr. Wilmoth here.
Oh.
Yep. I got him. It's a long con. I'm really a carp fisherman. No. But so it's just kind of it's not like they're doing away with the you know, big BAA and just making it a state thing. It's not actually a state like club. It's just a way to get information out from the state and from the BAA. People are more likely to like a state page, huh. I guess.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense at all. And join Bow Fishing Association of Missouri if you're from Missouri. It's also free. Myself and Jeff Browning are, I guess I'm vice president, he's president. So... If anybody wants to go assassinate him, I'll be the new president.
Pulling a Johnny Depp.
That's right.
Oh boy, let's not go there.
Yeah.
They have a BA state shoot.
Missouri does. So Missouri will have our.
I meant to say BAM.
BAM. State, yeah. Shoot. So our state shoot is. I don't know. It's in the fall.
It's like late August, right? Early September?
Lake of the Ozarks, Truman, Table Rock, Bull Shoals, Palmy, all them lakes. It'll be out of Lake of the Ozarks, though.
Yeah, to Warsaw, right?
Yes. Angler's Port.
Angler's Port Marine.
Yep.
Fantastic place.
Letting us do the weigh in and everything there and take off. And
good people.
Yeah.
Guys, do me a solid and review the page on iTunes. That would be, that'd be like really cool of you to do that.
Gooch underscore 90, go to iTunes and
come on,
give
Gooch
us a review.
Come on, Gooch. Let's see here. I mean, did we pick up any reviews?
We got 12.
We got 12. Did we get, that means we got one extra last week.
Yeah, I couldn't find out which one it was, though.
It shows a date on.
I know, but it was one that we had in the past.
Raw Fish Radio.
Yeah.
Here we go. So 12. Review. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're just rambling here.
Yeah. Like us, review us, subscribe us.
Man, Hardcore Chiver, June 13th.
He was a pretty nice guy.
Hey, go on the YouTube page or go on the iTunes page. Check our reviews. Hardcore Chiver. Just he's got the man with a plan.
Yep.
Okay. That it?
I guess.
Are we post? Hey, real talk. Are we posting too many memes?
I know. I think they like them.
I do too, but
I really do.
It's like if we don't have good enough content, we just post memes. We get a lot of feedback, and they're funny.
Is a meme a meme?
No. Meme. What, you're like 45-year-old lady. I posted this meme on my son's page.
Yeah, we talked about that. I like the post you put on my Facebook today.
Yeah.
Or yesterday or whatever.
Yeah.
Your funny wife, like, gave an angry face with it.
Yeah.
And I almost tagged her and then posted a meme, like, you mad, bro?
Did you ever get in those meme wars?
We do on some private pages.
Yeah. You don't want to.
Some
get
of the pro staff pages I'm on are pretty good.
Yeah. Then get a little out of hand.
I got a good one on Jeff Browning. Oh. Yeah, he's laying like on a pool table, like laid out with his hand under his head.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime I want to end a meme war with him, I always just post it. And I have a picture of him, and it says, "Draw me like one of your French girls."
There you go.
And he's always like, "You son of a bee."
He posted that thing this morning for the bats, or yesterday maybe. He's like, "I helped design this boat, you know, yada yada. I put the tracking device in there." And I was like, I almost commented. I was like, "You've got a built-in tracking device in your pocket that you never shut off."
Yeah.
We knew exactly where you were during the whole open.
He gave me a hard time about that. He's like, "You son of a buck, you're tracking me for a week before the open." Like, maybe.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I plead the fifth.
Maybe should have put a watch on there because he showed up late to the weigh-in today, too.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
So did the Scroggins boys.
Yeah. They told me where they were at, and they were way up in the boonies in the boat as far as they were on Truman, but they were way, way up, and they had to idle and take their time to get through an area. I guess there was trees everywhere. I mean, there's trees everywhere on Truman, but
mm-hmm.
This is horrible. Let's just stop.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. All right, guys. Yep. Thanks for putting up with us this week.
Insert cheesy exit line right here.
See you on the water. Stay slimy.
Stay slimy.
Oh, that's
that's close.
Nope, that one's bad.
No, bad. Okay.
All right. See you, dude.
See you.
Kids.